hardware, like mainframe technology. But the clients were not looking for that. What they wanted now is end-to-end business solutions that use the internet to connect the IT systems with their customers and suppliers. So IBM managers at that time were confused about how to adapt to the new reality. So then CEO Lou Gerstner came up with a bright idea. In 2000, he set up what's called Emerging Business Opportunities, or EBOs. These were small business units set up to be nimble enough to quickly capture new market opportunities, especially around the internet. And he did something very wise. He took the most experienced managers of IBM, the kingmakers, the rainmakers, and then he put them in charge of the EBOs, and he told them, you're getting a promotion. But for the managers, it felt like a demotion. These are the guys running multi-billion dollar businesses, and overnight, they were running startups with no revenue. But they have to unlearn and let go of the old paradigm leadership and learn how to think and act as a nimble entrepreneur. It was a big cup they have to empty, but they did. Successfully, as a matter of fact, in the last 15 years, and I've worked with them in the past, I can tell you that thanks to the EBOs, now IBM is on a better footing because a lot of technologies around smart cities and Internet of Things actually emanated from the EBOs that were incubated in the early 2000 period. So clearly, it's important to unlearn the old innovation leadership paradigms. The question is how you go about unlearning your own best practices, right? Well, first of all, for that, we need to look at what's in your cup. So what happens is that over time, as you evolve in your professional career, what happens is that you end up accumulating a lot of knowledge, and you end up becoming very good at what you do. And soon, you don't even know, essentially, when you end up doing what you do, you don't really know how it happens what you do. So the principles behind it become part of the tacit knowledge. And very soon, however, what happens is that you don't even recall why you're doing what you do, which is what is the kind of beliefs and assumptions that subconsciously drive your actions and decisions. So in my book, From Smart to Wise, I explain that unlearning is really about challenging and changing not only what you do, which is your practices, but also, more importantly, how you do things, and then finally, why you do things, which is your perspectives. And that's what happened in the case of Renault's engineers, right? Because they had to fundamentally shift the perspective or had the perspective shifted through the experience in Russia. And that led them, in a way, to change the old design principles and adopt the frugal design principles, which they then applied and practiced to create the Logan. Same thing happened in the case of IBM. Because if they only emptied the top of the cup, that wasn't enough. They had to empty the whole cup and change the perspective as well, would then lead to new leadership principles, and then they apply them in the day-to-day work. So the question is, how do you empty your old cup? In particular, how do you change your perspective? Well, the way you change your perspective, as I explained in my own career, is when you expose yourself. You have to get out of your comfort zone and expose yourself in a new context that challenges your perspective. So in conclusion, I would say, let me give you some examples. Let's say you are a management consultant or investment banker. I would say spend some time in the nonprofit sector. I can guarantee you that it will challenge your assumptions around profit maximization and shareholder return and shift and broaden your perspective. If you're an engineer working in the US or Europe, I would say you got to go spend some time working in emerging markets like Africa, India, or China, where you will learn how to innovate under severe constraints with limited resources. That will, again, broaden your perspective. And then finally, if you are a business leader or executive, I really encourage you to take on challenging new projects that will challenge your smart leadership style and encourage you to develop wise leadership capabilities like empathy, and we heard earlier, mindfulness as well. So in closing, I would like to quote this amazing Zen master, Suzuki Roshi, who beautifully said that in the beginner's mind, there are a few possibilities, and the expert's mind, there are a few. Thank you very much.
Guys, so you heard him, right? Now he's talking more about from a leadership perspective, from a work perspective, but I do believe that a lot of the words that he said they definitely resonate with personal life. If you really, really listen to him properly, he is saying you cannot pour from an empty cup. He is saying things like you have to unlearn things from your past in order to be a good leader. And at the end of the day, right, we are the leaders of our own life. So the way that he put it, I mean, yes, again, it was driven more towards a business. However, once again, if you listen to it, your life is your business, right? You are your business. Everything you do is your business. So if you want a copy of that, once again, I could send it to you if you would like. But yeah, if you want to listen to that again and reapply it to your personal life, you'll understand the perspective of it. I just want to read one quote about unlearning, and then we're going to cut into a musical break. So the mind does not easily unlearn what it has long in learning, what it has been long in learning, excuse me. So I'm going to reread that. The mind does not easily unlearn what it has been long in learning. And it's very true. We've learned so much, but once again, sometimes we have to be, first of all, willing to unlearn. And another thing is definitely ready to unlearn, right? So like I told you guys, I am going to cut into another musical break because, you know, it's about that time. And then we're going to come back and do the business zone. Stay tuned, folks.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Wait in town and tell the people about the musical dish coming your way.
We have a special opportunity this time again to be with one of the masters of the music. Everybody knows this gentleman. He's been around for so many years. And one of the most important personalities of the music.
You're tuned in to the wickedest DJ on the planet, DJ Chow Sutra. Chow Sutra.
Good evening, baby.
Hey, yo, this is your brother, DJ Puffy.
Tonight, I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
So just sit back and relax, because tonight I'm gonna be doing some things that no man has ever done to you, baby. Alright? Listen.
Oh, baby. Abracadabra, form of a dead moon. Now add a little candlelight in the scent of your sweet perfume, girl. Hocus pocus. Now you in that cute little dress that I like. Now don't lose focus on what I'm about to show you tonight.
I can do magic,
whoa. One snap of your finger, girl,
I'll perform a trick on you.
Oh, anything you want me to do, yeah.
I can do magic,
girl. All you gotta do is dim the lights,
and I'll show you a trick or two.
Because I can do magic,
I can do magic.
DJ Chow Sutra.
DJ Chow Sutra.
Sutra.
My heart is filled with so much love and I need someone I can call my own. Who fall in love, that's what everyone. Always feeling home, so sure life is too short to live alone when there's someone to call my own. I will care for you, you will care for me. Our love will live forever. Shower me.
sugar on the ice tea. Prettiest one I see. Little mama icy. They say she a Pisces. I heard they are feisty. You know how to treat her. She'll be sweeter than a high C. Clean up very nicely. Shoes are kind of pricey. Match them up precisely. Good jean, nice tea. Like a food spicy. And she is the same. Hotter than a flame. But I do not know her name. Is it Keisha?
Keisha.
Is it Tisha?
Tisha.
Maybe Lisa?
Lisa.
Or Teresa? It could be Tia. Maybe Aaliyah. I guess I'll find out one day. For now, I'ma say,
shorty pop it, shorty tight it. Should've stayed there all night it. Will you? Will you? I missed your it picture. Now it's time I it, get back up with you. Now she's all grown up, 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 up. Walking them stilettos, jumping up out of that Mercedes truck. Ooh. It was Keisha, it was Sonya, it was Tanya, it was Monique, it was Niecy, it was Kiki. Hey, now to see you at 23, all I can say is.
Chow Sutra.
Chow Sutra.
Chow Sutra.
Step out the patty to feel. It's on the press of steel. Them boys checking us out. Know when we dress to kill. Strutting the club, it's dark, but still got my shades on. I hear the DJ mixing young love to that whisper song.
We from the city, then make it okay to connect club and take it round holiday.
So if you're feeling right, grab the grip tonight. If it's your song tonight, and it's on tonight.
Chow Sutra.
Chow Sutra.
Chow Sutra. DJ Chow Sutra.
Is it the
best?
Tuned in to the wickedest DJ on the planet, DJ Chow Sutra.
Hey, I'm Nerdy.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yes, yes, it's Business Zone time. This is an exciting one today, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I did not know that something so awesome was in the city of Montreal. I got the awesome opportunity to do an interview with KidCoders.ca. It is a company that is breaking through the baby steps of coding. I spoke to Shondell, and she talked about the whole business, the challenges, the ups, the downs, what you gain from there. KidCoders.ca, I'm just going to give you guys a little bit about them, and then we're going to play that interview for you. So KidCoders Computer Academy, it says we are taking the next steps to real word coding. Let's graduate from the basics and learn the real coding languages of tomorrow, meaning you can make your own websites, your own video games, your own social media platforms. I asked her all those questions because I'm like, listen, times are changing. What can we do? You know, how can we always be innovative and encourage our children to be the same way? Of course, the next generation, we want to encourage them. We want to push them to the next level. So I spoke to her. I asked her all those amazing questions. So folks, I'm going to play you this interview with Shondell from kidcoders.ca, and then we're going to come right back.
All right, everybody. So as I mentioned, it is Business Zone time, and I'm so happy today because we have with us today Shondell, who's the owner of Nemesis. Yay! Woo! She's with us on the Empower Hour today. Now, I'm gonna probably put some audience claps in the background for you guys eventually. But we have Shondell with us this morning. Shondell, how are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. It is a total pleasure. I totally want to know about everything that you do. So everybody that doesn't know, right, you're Shondell, you're the owner of Nemesis. Tell us what Nemesis is and what you do there.
So Nemesis essentially is a video game lounge. We offer the latest and greatest in console gaming, PC gaming. So we have top of the line PC stations with the best of the best chairs, controllers, and consoles. So we have all the new consoles, Xboxes, the PlayStation 5, etc., and over 300 titles to play here on site. Aside from that, we also are a coding academy. So not only we are the best place to come and play games, but you can also come here and learn how to make your very own video games through coding. So we teach ages 8 and up.
That is very cool. So you mentioned you have chairs and stuff like that. Does that mean you have gaming chairs? Is that what you just said?
Yes. So our whole center is outfitted with the latest gaming chairs, gaming gear, headsets, top of the line PCs, so you could come in and play at the max capacity if possible.
Yeah. I like what I'm hearing right now. That is so good. So tell me, how did this idea come about? How did this start for you?
Now it's almost going to be 15 years ago we opened up Nemesis.
Yes.
Yeah, we are the longest running lounge in Montreal. Yeah. How it started. How it started essentially was back then we were in the West Island. I was heading out just to pick up some quick things at the Depeneur, and sure enough, I saw my brother, who was 16 at the time, just chilling with a bunch of friends outside on the street. And I was like, don't you guys have somewhere to be? Like, don't you, instead of just hanging out behind here? And they're like, no, there's really nowhere to go. So that just got me thinking, you know, they're too old to be at, you know, jungle gyms and little play places, and they're too young to be at clubs. So
right.
I figured, let me try to put something together where the parents would feel comfortable with these guys coming in, staying late, where they would feel safe. The parents would be happy, and the kids would really enjoy the space. So that was the original idea. So we'd opened up essentially just for teens, you know, a nice rec center kind of environment where they can feel safe and comfortable to come. And from there, it started getting really popular. A lot of teenagers started coming out. And then sure enough, one of the little siblings is like, hey, can I have a birthday party here? And we kind of like shooed them away. We're like, no, we don't do that. You know, like there's a lot of kid places around.
Right.
But then the mom came in and she's like, no, she really convinced me to like offer a birthday party. So that was my first party, and it just kind of exploded from there. Like everybody wanted to have a party. And over the last 15 years, we've been expanding, like just been getting bigger and bigger. We've been, you know, growing with the space. We've been moving to accommodate more and more demand. And then I realized, you know what, a lot of people are playing games, but not a lot of people know how to make them. So
right.
I figured maybe we should, you know, put a little educational spin on gaming and start offering coding. So that's when in 2016, we started up the Coding Academy just as a summer thing. And now it has evolved into a year-round academy.
Wow.
Wow. Right here in Pointe Claire.
Yeah. I love that. So tell me what you have learned on your journey through, you know, starting this from 15 years, like a few things, you know, tell me a few things that you learned in this awesome process. I know it's probably been up and down, but yes. Tell me a few things that you've learned on this journey of yours.
Well, essentially I've learned that, you know, you got to always, you know, be up with the technology, you know, always know what's the best and what people are looking for in an experience to leave home. You know, people have a lot of this stuff at home, essentially, but in order to get people to come out, it has to be a unique experience that we can offer. So I always stay on top of the latest stuff. Like at the PS5, we had it, you know, right from the beginning, where everybody's like hunting them down. We had them from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We have the latest and greatest in virtual reality now. So we've expanded into virtual reality. Then people started getting those at home as well. Okay. So we built out an arena. So now we have a VR arena where you can do multiplayer experiences that you cannot do at home. So we always try to make it a place that you want to come out to, where it's good for young and old, so people don't feel uncomfortable. You could bring your grandparents here, they'll feel comfortable. Wow. You could bring your kids here, they'll feel comfortable. Parents feel comfortable. So everybody who comes out always feels comfortable. And that's our mission, is just to have a great place for your whole entire family to come out.
I love that it's everybody friendly. That is very, very, very cool. And in terms of like for yourself, right, what is your favorite part of this business, whether it be the coding side, the gaming side? What is your favorite part where you're like, yes, I love this the most? What do you about doing?
Well, as a gamer myself, you know, I love, you know, trying out the new games, the new titles. And I also love, you know, seeing what the kids can come up with. So in terms of programming, we teach them the basics, but actually getting to see them create something from scratch that's actually never existed before is the best part for me. And I really love that about coding.
I'm sure. Tell me about one of the most interesting ones that you've seen a child create.
Oh, well, this year we've had our first graduating students. So students who've been with us for 6 summers. So that means they have finished the program. Their objective was to create their own projects from scratch. Mm-hmm. The most exciting one we saw this year was a kid who actually developed his own bot to be like an escape room. So he built an escape room bot. So essentially what that means is the bot would ask you questions and you would type in something and then the bot would respond and send you in another direction. It was like an adventure, but all based in code. It was pretty cool.
That is wonderful.
I was like, I can't teach you anything.
I know, like that's on a genius level. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's really cool. And another kid who was much younger. Yeah, another kid who was much younger, he built a working calculator in Minecraft. So yeah, that just blew my mind. Like, I don't even know how he begun to do that. But the fact that these kids really come up with their own ideas is the best part for me. Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. You've actually created such an amazing platform for them, you know, for them to expand and like, you know, dig deep within their minds and their creativity. Yeah. What a wonderful thing. For yourself, have you created anything? We were like, oh, wow, look at me now. Like, what have you done anything on your own? Like, where you've actually blown your own mind?
Yes. Well, the most recent thing I just finished was, well, we're right near a high school, right? So people come down to the center, they can get food and drinks from us. So we have our own little kitchen here. And people were coming and the lines were getting crazy long, right? So I figured, how can we make this more efficient? So I pretty much came up with a program where the kids can actually order their food, kind of like an Uber, where they order their food from the school. And then when they arrive, they just show me their order number and everything will be ready for them, and they can like kind of have their own checkout process, so they don't have to waste time before walking down to the center from school. They can already have their order ordered, and when they come, it's already ready for them. So
that is
they
amazing.
Can get to school on time.
Oh my goodness, that is an amazing thing. So you know, you save so much time with that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that's like, wow, that works out well. Okay, that is amazing. So tell me what you would tell someone who or someone in a relationship, or basically who have children who are dealing with somebody who's an over gamer. They spend a lot of time mm-hmm. on the games and things like that. You being a coder yourself, yeah. I'm sure you take a break. So could you give some advice to someone who's currently dealing with that?
Yeah. I mean, like, people who game a lot, you know, they have that interest. So, you know, you try to curve that interest, you know, try to get them to understand, hey, you know, you can make your own video games. I mean, and that just mentioning that will click something in them and be like, oh yeah, really, how, you know? So then you just bring them to the center. Obviously we are outfitted for the best gaming stuff possible, so that also piques their interest and makes them want to learn more about how they can do it themselves and really change their mindset from being consumers, you know, and maybe becoming a producer, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you get a game right now? Like, you have to go buy it, right?
Right.
And the fact that, you know, they can create something that someone can buy from them kind of changes the game a little bit.
I love that.
So I think that's
a good one.
You know, that's the best way.
That's the best way. What's a day off for you look like, being a melanated woman who's so busy? It seems like, you know, you're always creating, you're always doing something in the best way. However, you know,
yeah.
health and rest is important. So what's a day off look like for you?
Day offs for me are Mondays. You know, I take the day off. I try not to look at my emails or do anything, you know, office related. I try, you know, get some things done around the house, but not much. I just really I just chill at home and I get some rest, catch up on some sleep, and, you know, prepare my mind for the rest of the week. And that's pretty much what a day looks like.
I like that. A day off. That's good. And given what we are going through right now with the whole world, how did that affect your business, if it did or did not?
Oh, 100%. And it affected our business. You know, the last, you know, 12 years or so, we were doing a lot of birthday parties, a lot of events. Mm-hmm. It was a big part of our business. When we had to shut down and when people started getting a little nervous being in groups and stuff like that, mm-hmm. we really decided to bring our whole operation online. We even had tournaments online, you know, video game Ooh. Tournaments. We started teaching online, so all of our coding classes went online.
Okay.
And I had students, you know, one after the other, one on one. I would teach them, you know, game development and web design.
Love it.
We just went online for a bit, but we decided, you know, let's get back out there. We moved into a bigger place to accommodate, you know, safety precautions, make sure everyone's safe. Our mm-hmm. place is double the size it was.
Hey, yeah,
just so
course.
That people would, yeah, when they come, they feel comfortable. Like I said, that's our priority, safety. And we make sure that we leave space in between bookings just so we can clean, make sure everything follows, you know, the protocols and mask wearing and mm-hmm. scanning and all that stuff. So we make mm-hmm. sure that when you come in, you know, you're going to be in a safe place. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, strangers being too close to you,
right.
and you can, you know, come out with your family and enjoy yourself. Yeah.
I love that. And what is the biggest, like, from, okay, so you started 15 years ago, now we're here in 2021, yeah. right? That's a long time, and it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
The biggest achievement till this point is?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's getting into schools. So
yeah.
Last year, you know, we got recognized for our coding program. We got on a couple TV shows and stuff like that. And then a school approached us and said, mm-hmm. hey, do you want to come and teach at our school? And, you know, we said yes. We went in for a pilot project.
Love it.
And everything, you know, just took off from there. They want us back now. So the pilot project went well.
Good.
They want us back. They want us. The school board wants us back. And now we're working with nonprofits. That's also a great achievement. They want us back as well.
Of course.
So it's just becoming a teacher. Everybody loving it. The kids loving it. Great feedback. I feel that's the biggest achievement is the success of the coding program. And I just love to see what they create. And it's so unique for every kid. So it keeps me happy to see that.
I like that.
Life is changing a little bit with that.
Life is changing in every aspect, right? And
yeah.
When someone is coding, I know a little bit about it, right? Tell mm-hmm. us some of the aspects that it takes. I know patience is one mm-hmm. of them, but what else?
Patience. Well, I mean, not being afraid to fail. I mean, the first thing we say is that coding is a lot like it's for the most part trial and error. I mean, right. You have an idea, you want it to work, you know you can get it to work. It takes a little trial and error. It might not work the first time, might not work the second time, but if you just keep trying, it will eventually work, and you can you make great things. I think that's the first thing, is don't be scared to mess up. I mean, right? Everybody does, and at the end, and you know, you have a great result. And I think that's the main thing you should take out of being a coder. It's not about being perfect. It's just getting to the end result and making it work. And yeah, don't be shy to try it.
That's it. I like those words of advice. What is next for you and your awesome, amazing, unique company? What is next for you?
So we just launched our after-school program. We're enrolling students. We want to teach on your own flex schedule, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. So if you, so we're starting an after-school initiative where you can come at your own time, an hour a day, anytime between 4 and 7:30 in the week, and 10 and 12 on the weekends. And, you know, just come out, start learning to code today, you know, learn to make your own games, projects, websites.
Yes.
That's it. We really want you to come out and try and see what coding's all about. And it's really not as hard as it sounds.
Yeah, I think that people sometimes, you're right, they hear the word coding and they're like, oh no,
I can't do it.
But it's like, you know what? It really isn't complicated. It's literally building something from the ground up. And you just have to take your time and do it with everything, mm-hmm. like every single step. And it's good because it's a learning opportunity too for people who are unaware or are scared, like you said. You know, it's a good mm-hmm. learning curve. It's something great to learn, you know. You offer this program for adults as well, correct?
Yeah, we just started offering a adult workshop. What that means essentially is we have our own curriculum. So our curriculum is there to go at your pace. So if you're an adult, you're probably going to go through the first few levels quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you do need that help, you do need that support, you can definitely come on site. So it's bundled with on-site support. So a lot of people learn online, right? They download a program or they watch YouTube, but they don't get that one-on-one support that they need to get through any kind of, you know, tricky spots. So that's the difference between our program, is that you will have that online course. However, you can always come here during the week and get that support you need to get your projects completed and to move through the course. And so we combine it. It's a unique learning way to learn.
Absolutely love all of this. I love this so much. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy that you came on our show today. So tell us where we can find you. Give us all your information. Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely find us for coding at kidcoders.ca. There's a lot of information for parents, for students, for educators. You can get all the details about coding directly there. If you're more interested in the gaming part, you know, private parties, bachelor parties, birthday parties, you can definitely reach us at nemesislan.ca. That's LAN.ca. It means local area network.
That's what LAN means. Yes.
That's what LAN means.
Yes.
So Nemesis LAN, meaning we play together, we're on a network, and we enjoy ourselves in multiplayer gaming experiences. So you can always check us out. We're on all socials, nemesislan.ca, as well as kidcoders.ca. So you can always find us on Instagram, even on TikTok now.
Facebook. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can find us. If anything, type it in Google, Nemesis Video Game Lounge, and you'll find all the details there.
Awesome. Shondell, you are amazing. Thank you so much for being on this part of the Business Zone for
Thank
the entire
you for
hour.
Having me.
We appreciate you. Come back anytime. Anytime you got something, you come back. You know, I may even have you on my own, you know, platform, which is Coffee Chronicles. We'll talk about it another time. But we thank you so much, because what you're doing is amazing for the community, and we need more like you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a blast being on the show today.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
A Okay, guys, so you heard that, right? You see, I got a little excited. I got super excited in that interview because, again, this is something that I didn't really know existed in the city of Montreal. And being someone who likes to build things from the ground up and on my own, this was so, so, so rewarding. It was such a rewarding interview. I was just like, wow. Okay, I want more. Anyways, we did go on to talk longer than that off, but you know what? It was 2 hours, so maybe we'll do a full show with Shondell. So I'm going to give you the information again for those of you guys who are interested. I did focus more on the Kid Coders part, but the name is Nemesis Lan, and it's Nemesis, of course, how it sounds, but Lan, L-A-N, not D, because I know it sounds like land, but it's nemesislan.ca. As Shondell mentioned, they are on Instagram, they are on Facebook, and they are on TikTok. I suggest you guys get in touch with them because this is something so innovative, something that we need, and something that can just expand your mind to something completely different, especially if you're trying to do your own business. You can build your own website. You can do that from scratch. You won't have to rely on certain platforms and pay monthly fees. There are so many advantages of knowing coding that, goodness gracious, once you get in there, you're probably going to want to build everything all the time. So definitely check that out. Again, that is kidcoders.ca. And if you want to email them, I'll give you their information. It's kidcoders@nemesislan. Again, that is L-A-N as in Norman.ca. Or you can simply give them a call at 514-692-4611. Folks, I'm going to give us just another musical break before I come back with today's community updates.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me out first. Can't get what we know without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wantin' more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Before we get lost, let me out first. Can't get what we know without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
That's right, you guys. It's community updates time. And today, as I mentioned before, we actually do have an update from Pharaoh. That's going to come very, very soon. I just want to let you guys know about two awesome initiatives in the community before we get to our brother Pharaoh. So, Womenpreneur Montreal, they are putting on a Kidpreneurs Halloween event. I spoke about this last week, but I'm pushing this again. Given that we just spoke to kidcoders.ca Nemesis Land, and we spoke about the children being innovative and learning something new, I am encouraging this event. This is a good one coming out on October 30th. This is a chance for your children to show off their entrepreneurial skills or meet other children who are actually, you know, building their own little business and doing their thing. So this awesome flyer says Halloween is lots of fun with costumes, candy for everyone. Think of what a treat it will be to share your business with the community at our special Halloween Children Entrepreneur Pop-Up Shop. If you are between the ages of 5 and 17 years old, with your parents' consent, send us a message and we'll add you to our pumpkin patch list. So, once again, this date is October 30th, 2021. The time is from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. The place is at Caribbean Food Factory. For information, you can either go onto Instagram at womenpreneurs_MTL, or you can contact I am Onisha Lewis. Get your children involved. Get your children involved that are good for their future. Things like this is good for your future. Kid coders, amazing for your future. So get your children involved in things like that. Next up, one more thing. So we still have the 50-50 raffle, which is getting all the proceeds in aid for DJ Worm's urgent eye surgery. This is a 50-50 raffle that will be going for a good cause, and you'll have so many gifts if you do win. Definitely get your tickets, like I was telling you guys last week. I believe it's 5 for $20 before October 16th. Don't quote me, but you can definitely check that out on Facebook. There are a lot of Montreal sponsors doing their thing on this raffle. And again, you do want to support a good cause. Eye surgeries are not the cheapest thing, and we definitely want to do our part because, you know, we want to, what you give out, you get back, right? All right. So folks, as I mentioned to you guys, Pharaoh graced us with a community update, and I'm going to play that for you all. So just give me 2 moments and it should be right here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The words of my mouth be not of myself, but let them be guided by the spirit that is me. Blessed Melanated Rising OFC, I hope you are doing well. This is your OFC Community Updates. Ah, boy, I hope you guys are having an exceptional week. So first off, like I like to do every week, I want to thank you all and remind you guys to continue to always tune into the Empower Hour every Thursday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. As you guys already know, we'll be bringing you that enlightenment, that entertainment. Most importantly, we bring you that empowerment. This week, the business of the week, like we had mentioned, actually, we gave them a shout out last week as well. They're getting, I guess they're the business of the last 2 weeks because it is Kid Coders. This week, actually, on the Empower Hour, when you tune in, you will be hearing the interview that we had last week with them. It's going to be exceptional. And next week, we're looking to be there live. So it's going to be exceptional. Tune in. It's going to be exciting. We're going to broadcast live from Kid Coders so you guys can see what the inside is like. We're going to have a good time with the owners there. In other news, business development. We had mentioned it last week. I'm going to remind you guys again concerning the collaboration between the OFC and BNI. We are now developing what we're calling basic OFC business teams, and it's to get you all ready to join the OFC business, OFC BNI chapters. So be prepared. We're going to be reaching out to the members. We're going to be putting you guys in groups based on your regions, and the goal is to support you guys as business owners to help you generate more revenue, to help you guys to network, to help you guys to connect, for you, and just to ensure you guys have all the tools and you're ready for the next level, which is the OFC BNI, which is going to change the game for you guys. Remember, all BNI members make on average $30,000 a year just off of referrals. With the OFC, we're looking to make even more than that, guys. So this is an exciting time for us, an exciting evolution for our businesses, and just a great opportunity for you guys as business owners. So stay tuned. If anybody's interested in more information about that, definitely reach out to us, and it'd be our pleasure to connect and give you more. I also want to remind you guys of just a member benefit that you guys have. For those who need it, you as business owners, you have access to the OFC as an office. If you want access to internet, you can go and use it there. If you need a location to have mail and packages and whatever delivered to, you can use the OFC as well. All right, so get in contact with us. As all access members, you do have access to be able to use the OFC's address for different things like that. So for, you know, if you run a small business and you work out of your home, you might not want to use your house address as the business. So you're welcome to use the OFC. For individuals, a benefit that we have coming for you next month is we have tons of self-help books that are going to be available to the members for download. And I want to remind you guys that you have access to tons of documentaries available to you in your DML club. All right. So if you do not have access, definitely get in contact with us to make sure you have access so you could get access to all your documentaries. And by next month, you're going to be able to get access to different books too. Cool stuff. All right. These are your benefits. Next. I got to give a shout out to Sam I Am. I want to promote her. I'm going to share the link for everybody to be able to see. She has her sound healing workshops. So we took part in one last week. She had a fundraiser for the OFC. It was amazing. For those who are interested, who just need to relax, who need to unplug, who are also looking to just get a deeper sense of themselves, I encourage everybody to get in contact with Sam I Am. She has a program going on for the next couple of weeks. You could pay a block. I cannot remember the price off the top of my head, but you could pay for a session. You could pay for a block and you get multiple sessions. I definitely suggest it and I recommend it to every single person listening. So definitely get in contact with Sam I Am. Again, she's doing awesome things. Now, I also want to use that as a quick little segue. There's another program that I would like to make available to the members. For those who are interested in understanding a little bit more about themselves on a spiritual level, if they have questions about their spirituality, if they're right now in this time, they're a little bit just confused on what's happening and they have questions, please get in contact with me personally. As you guys know, I do have a background as a spiritualist, and if I can help, it will definitely be my pleasure. If you have questions, there's a good chance I can answer. And if not, I can guide you to where you can get the information. So if you're looking for that sense of, if you're looking for more spiritual guidance, so to speak, please do not hesitate to get in contact with me. It's going to be my pleasure to help, to share, and to get you connected. We could call it our own little initiation. It'd be cool. So before I give you guys the words of wisdom, I want to acknowledge some anniversaries and birthdays. So we have our sister Maela and her husband Reggie. They celebrated 16 years of marriage on October 8th. Woo! Also, I want to acknowledge, well, myself and my beautiful wife, Shiata. We also celebrated 15 years of marriage also on October 8th. It must have just been a great day for long-lasting marriages. So I have to, you know, give a shout-out. Yay, mad love to everybody. Also, in terms of birthdays, so this is bittersweet. So our sister Magalie, who recently transcended, her birthday was also on October 6th. So we send her flowers. We send her mad love. We know her spirit is living on. So we just want to continue to share that love with her. For those who are interested, her funeral is going to be held on October 23rd. The details will be available to anybody who's interested. We will be sharing them on the platform. But also, as a community, we're raising money to support the family. Now, Sister Magalie has always been there to support us as a lawyer in the network. She's given a lot of free time, a lot of free advice. She's helped as much as she could, and her late husband as well. So this is our way to give back to her family, her children who are now orphans, just to be able to support however we can. So we started a GoFundMe. I want to encourage everybody, please support it. Please check it out. Donate whatever you can. It really does mean a lot. Just go on GoFundMe. You could search In Memory of Liddy Magalie. Liddy is spelled L-Y-D-I-E Magalie. I'll also put the link in this little clip so you guys could just click the link and just donate whatever you can. So with that, I just want to leave you guys with the words of wisdom. I have two words of wisdom for you guys today. One is be love. don't just have love, be love. And what does it mean to be love? To be love means that you are embodying that spirit of love. When we have the opportunity, which is all the time, to share our own perspective or to have our own perspective on any particular situation, filter it through love. You get in any scenario that comes, instead of just having a reactive response to it, filter it through love and then see what comes out of your mouth, see what comes out of your mind, but filter every scenario now moving forward through love and then see how good that feels. The last thing I want to leave you guys with, especially in these times, I would like to help you guys level up, so to speak. So I want to share an intention that I use that has helped me a lot, and I want to share it with you guys so you could try to use it too. So if you're looking for a deeper understanding of yourself and you're looking to evolve and you're looking for strength in these times that we're in, repeat these words. I intend to know my true self, and I intend to function at my fullest capacity. I'll repeat it. I intend to know my true self. So my intention is to know who I really am. Who I really am outside of this physical body, outside of this physical construct, deep down, I want to know who I am. And once I understand who I am, I also want to function in my fullest capacity. Brothers and sisters, kings and queens out there, this is our time to evolve as beings on this planet. Gaia wants it. The universe wants it. You want it. It's time to evolve. So with that, everybody, I'm sending you love, light, peace, and strength, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week. Blessings!
You just heard from Pharaoh. That was his blessing of the week. That was his community updates. Definitely, like he said, be love. Be love. It's the easiest thing for us to be. So, guys, you know what? We're winding down. I'm going to do one more musical break. And then after that, we're going to, you know, wish some celebrities happy birthday. And then after, look forward to next week. I'm going to bring us back a little bit. This song used to have me so happy all the time, because I feel like this person is an underrated artist in a sense, and he needed more flowers. So I'm going to give my flowers this morning to Music Soul Child with B-U-T-T-Y.
If I alarmed you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. I'm just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up
sometimes.
And maybe I can take you out
sometimes. Yeah.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a true friendship.
Yeah.
Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl,
it'll be fly. You are my B-U-T-T-Y. Don't be shy, give it a try.
Yeah.
I could be yours and you could be mine. Girl, I can't lie, it'll be fly.
Yeah.
You are my B-U-T-T-Y. Don't be shy, give it a try. I could be yours and you could be mine.
Yeah. Hey. Sorry if I come off disrespectful on my convo. Is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with.
Sometimes,
and maybe I can call you up
sometimes,
and maybe I can take you out
sometimes.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about a true friendship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl,
it'll be fly.
If you are my B-U-D-D-Y. What I'm really-
really trying to say is the definition of a real buddy is, yeah, oh, through the city with me. Together there's no limit to what we can do. And once we in it, girl, it's all about, yeah. So baby, what you say, don't pass this by the side. Because girl,
yes, music soul child. Hey, you don't have to do that, right? All right, folks, like I told you, we are winding down this episode of the Empower Hour. We're definitely going to turn Drake down too. All right, so like I said, we are winding down, and I want to thank you guys for listening this week. We had an awesome show, but here's what I need to do. I need to do this because I did not do it last week. I need to shout out my resident DJ, my DJ who steps in for me last minute. That is Chow Sutra, the Boombox. Now, he's on My Lime Radio every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. He specializes in playing reggae, R&B, hip-hop, house, funk, and soul. You can also catch him on Twitch at twitch.tv/DJ Chow Sutra. And again, he is also on MyLimeRadio.com. So definitely check him out if you are looking for some awesome mixes. One thing I like about Chow Sutra is the way he says my name, Miss Trish, with big, big, big aggression. So I love it. I appreciate it. I'm always happy for it. Of course, you know, I appreciate all DJs because I know that it is not an easy job. But the fact that Chow comes in for me last minute, yo, honestly, can't be more thankful than that. So guys, like I always tell you, if you are interested in following me, you can follow me at All Things Miss Trish on Instagram, or you can go to Facebook and type in Miss Trish and be a part of my Facebook group, or you can also follow me on YouTube for my weekly episode of Coffee Chronicles. Last week I spoke about stop asking women why they're not having children. Tune into that. Subscribe, like, comment, all that good old stuff. Also, if you're a fan of the Empower Hour, we are at MTL Empower Hour on Facebook, and we are also the same. It's Empower Hour MTL, I believe, on Instagram. Check us out every Thursday here from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Kings and Queens, I really do appreciate you guys listening. This was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. As mentioned at the top of the hour, we are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available at Facebook MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully today you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome, awesome people at ZKUT, the OFC, and to our amazing team. People, once again, I am Miss Trish. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed rest of your Thursday. I will see you guys again, and you will listen to me once again next week.
Brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. So fuck that cuffing shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you love?
7, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from them. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause they stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking
leaving
me up.
Some I don't trust. Once, why can't you agree with me for once?
I'm trying to slow up.
Maybe we can be on chill tonight.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.
Thank you all and howdy.